We're told, verse 4, that when he showed the riches of his glorious kingdom and the honor of his excellent majesty many days, even 180 days. Now, this is quite remarkable. This is a program that lasted actually for 6 months. And that's a long time to have a program going on. It went 180 days. The father of Louis XV of France was talking with the preceptor of the kingdom, and the father made the statement of Louis XV, said, how in the world could a man have patience enough to put on this kind of a program for 6 months? And the preceptor, he said, how in the world would he be able to pay for it? Well, that is something that apparently costs millions, even in that day. 6 months, he brings them together, and he attempts to sell them on this program of going against Greece. I'm sure that he displayed the fact that he was able to pay for the campaign. And it would always be nice when we go into a war if we could just be sold before we go into it, whether we're going to be able to pay for it or not. Well, this king is selling it to his kingdom and is telling these rulers that he's able to pay for it. And he's also displaying the luxury and the opulence and the wealth of his kingdom. And it was a great pagan feast. It was a godless thing. And now we take a look at it, and there are those that try to find spiritual lessons here. Very candidly, I see none whatsoever. God's introducing us here into a pagan heathen court where decisions are made that affect the world. And it looks as if God is left out. But God wants you to know that he's overruling these circumstances and he's going to accomplish his own purpose. Now we're told in verse 5, when these days were fulfilled, the king made a feast unto all the people who were present in Shushan the palace, both unto great and small, 7 days in the court of the garden of the king's palace. Now, here is a banquet that's going to last 7 days, where were white, green, and blue hangings, fastened with cords of fine linen, and purple to silver rings and pillars of marble. The couches were of gold and silver, upon a pavement of red and blue and white and black marble. Now, here is the description given to us, and there are those that attempt to find spiritual lessons in this description. I candidly do not see that there's any here. All God is telling us is that in this tremendous display, a gaudy display of wealth, the silver, the gold, and all the jewels, and these beautiful hangings. Now, the ruins of those palaces are still over there. And a few years ago, they celebrated the 2500th anniversary of the Persian Empire. It's this empire we're talking about now. And there was a banquet made, and you remember all of the magazines and the TV news programs. They showed something of the tremendous display of wealth. It cost millions of dollars, and there was a great deal of criticism because in that land of poverty to have this display. Well, here's the first banquet, apparently, that was put on that we have any record of, and this banquet lasts 7 days, and it was in that palace. They didn't have to build tents on the outside. These marble palaces with these gorgeous display of color in the drape and the awnings and all of that. It must have been a feast for the eye to have seen it. And this king is selling these people on that. One of the automobile dealers here in California was telling me that many years ago, not too many, several years ago, that when the Chevrolet changed their model and they called all the dealers back to Detroit, and they had a week of selling them, and it culminated in a great banquet to sell this new car. Well, human nature doesn't change back here at the very beginning here in the Medo-Persian Empire, and this was, a great many think, was about 486 B.C., why he's getting ready to make this campaign. Well, this is a great selling effort on his part.